Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Now, we have a message for our caring adults. Be Calm on Awe Island is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Alexa will ask you whether you want to listen to the latest episode or one of your favorites. Thanks for listening. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island.
I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First of all, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before the story, you're going to do some things to help you relax and get ready. Set your listening buddy to your side. And let's start by taking three slow dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth, and softly breathe in and out. That was great. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in through your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out. Nice warm fire. One last breath in and feel your tummy getting bigger and out through your mouth. Great job! It's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Now, squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you're picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes. And now, let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Say to yourself, "I am breathing in. Now I am breathing out." How do your feet feel? Lift your leg up and hold it in the air. Now let it float down. Lift the other leg and hold it up. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg. Hold it up. And let it float back down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float back down. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside your hands and have to hold on tight. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the star go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Now let your arms float down. Take another dragon breath in and out. Feel the warm energy flowing into your chest and arms. One more time, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. And let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Okay, find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, you're going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. And let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warm energy flowing into your shoulders and neck. One more time, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. Okay, now you're going to make a surprised face. Pretend you're opening a present. Your favorite toy is inside. Open your eyes wide, lift your eyebrows up, 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 and open your mouth. Keep everything open and up for 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, make a surprised face. Open your eyes wide. One, two, three, and relax. And take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Open your eyes wide. Let your head and face relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and pull your shoulders up to your ears and open your eyes and mouth. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a slow, deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story.
Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Dragon Magic. The cozy cave made a wonderful home for the little dragon. It was dry, warm, and there was even a trickling spring in the back. The spring was fantastic for resting in after a long day of helping. A blanket of bright green moss covered a flat rock, making a soft bed for the dragon. There was plenty of room to sing, dance, and even bounce a ball. Yes, the delightful dragon loved the cave. There was just one problem. The cozy cave was far from people. The lonely dragon longed to have some friends who were people. Sure, the dragon had bunny friends to play hide and seek with, deer friends to leap with, bird, frog, and toad friends to sing with, turtle friends to roll in the mud with, and bear friends to play catch with. Every animal in the enchanted forest loved the sweet dragon. Nevertheless, when a person met the dragon, the reaction was always the same, a scream and then a quick run away. Sometimes the dragon followed the person, asking what was so scary. The first time, the dragon asked with regular dragon speech. The person didn't understand the dragon speech and kept running. The next time, the thoughtful dragon decided that fire speech might work better. So the dragon ran as quickly as possible, past the person, and stopped in their path. With a deep breath in and out, fire gently rolled out of the dragon's mouth, forming different pictures to show what the dragon wanted to say. The dragon tried a smiley face. It came out a little crooked, and looked more like a smirking face than a smile. The person just stared. The dragon's lips felt a little dry from the fire, and so the little dragon licked them. Then the person screamed and ran away. The dragon was puzzled. Who runs away from a smiley face? After that, the patient dragon stopped following the people. It broke the sensitive dragon's heart to scare any creature. Someday, there would be a person who would want to stay. Until then, the little dragon would patiently wait. Still, the curious dragon wondered why people acted so strangely. A magnificent tail flipped back and forth, as the little dragon thought and thought. The dragon was bigger than the people. Remembering that the animals had also been afraid at first, the dragon wondered if size was the reason. Then the dragon thought about what had changed, so that the bunnies, deer, birds, frogs, toads, turtles, and bears felt comfortable. The dragon had waited patiently and quietly. Eventually, the animals had approached. Once one came near, others felt safe. Oh, that's right. The animals were worried the dragon would eat them. Was that what the people were worried about? Yuck! What a silly thought. A person couldn't possibly taste as good as roasted Brussels sprouts, or roasted carrots, or roasted sweet potatoes. Certainly not as good as an apple, orange, or banana. Having figured out the source of the fear, the gentle dragon knew waiting patiently was a good idea. Fortunately, the wait was almost over. There was a sound outside the cozy cave. Leaves rustled and twigs snapped. It sounded like someone walking. The dragon peeked out of the cave and saw a person, arms crossed and hands rubbing for warmth. The dragon knew help was needed, but how to help without frightening the person away? The clever dragon had an idea. The dragon got very low to the ground and slowly left the cave. The person saw the dragon, and their eyes opened in fear. So the dragon stopped and lied down, rolling over and exposing a soft underbelly. Now the person appeared puzzled, but still a bit tense. The dragon saw that the person had been making a campfire. With a graceful roll, the dragon reached the wood and breathed a tiny flame. Instantly, the campfire was burning. The dragon smiled and backed away to allow the person some room to warm up. They sat down quietly for some time. And any time the fire got too low, the person would put some more wood on the fire. And the dragon would take a deep breath in, filling up the chest and belly. Then fire would flow out, in and out. The person saw how calm the dragon was and decided to try the breaths too. Together they breathed, deep breath in and out. Together, they enjoyed the fire. The fire crackled and popped, and then the person yawned. The dragon yawned too. And smiled. It was late, so slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the cozy cave. The person had a soft, cozy sleeping bag already in a tent. The dragon turned around on the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon was happy a person had visited. thankful to have learned what was frightening the people. The dragon was ready to have people as friends. Most of all, the dragon was very happy the person had stayed. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, happy to have found a new friend.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.